Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Have you changed at all? How are you guys feeling about tonight for the Chiefs individually? You know, we'll get to the other top five picks in a second, but what's your feel on the Chiefs in particular? Are they staying at 32?
So I've tried to really think about whether or not Brett Veach was truth-telling when he had said, I think Nate was right, where he had, in a way, kind of admitted to the idea that he was willing to overpay in order to be up higher in the draft where they want to be. I'll be honest, I think that's a mistake to overpay. I think he's doing it right by just saying, like, hey, if somebody wants to give me the right deal, a fair deal for both parties, I'm willing to go up. And it seems like most people don't want to do that yet. And I just kind of feel like after all that, he's kind of maybe not truth-telling enough. Yeah. I actually think they're going to pick at 32 again. I think it is harder to move up or down than you think. Last year's a perfect example of that. They wanted to move more than pick there, and they settled for picking when it all shook out. And I just think there's more talent at 32 than there was last year. I think you're going to have a lot better options at that pick than you did just a year ago.
It's so tough every year, but I feel like this year's even trickier because, look, you are last year you're picking 31, the last pick in the first draft. This year, there's nobody cheating like the Dolphins did, so you're actually picking at 32. Yeah. And so much of what your plan is, and you might even have the right train of thought, like, you know, whether it's Brett Veach and they truly want a left tackle or not, or you're someone that's, you know, locked into the Chiefs in particular, and we had Nate Taylor on, and like you're hearing, and that all might be true, and that all might be the plan, but you know, you have all these other teams that impact your decision. You know, it's one thing if you're trying to say, all right, you're picking fifth, Cody, then I think we actually could probably have a really, really good idea of what they're gonna do because you're not relying on so many other teams. 32, man, even if 5-6 quarterbacks go off the board, two teams decide to take a tackle you weren't in your projections. If you're the Chiefs thinking take an offensive tackle, well, all of a sudden, even if you wanted one, now you might have to pivot, and you probably will pivot. And so that's what's tricky.
Takes a lot to go right for the right tackle to be available to you at 32.
Because where I've been is I actually think they should draft a tackle, and I tend to believe that they really would like to draft a tackle, but what you said, it requires you to trade up, in my opinion, to get that tackle. So you got to have a team that's willing to work with you. And then the board still, to be cliche here, has to fall the right direction to where there's not a huge run on tackles that prevent you from actually trading up. Because I don't think if they trade up tonight, I don't think it's any higher than like pick 21 or 22, like the Trent McDuffie area again.
I think Schrager had him up to 19 in his mock.
Yeah, that seems high.
Who's at 19 right now? The Rams? Is that
yes, right? Yes, that's right. Yeah, it is the Rams at 19. And yes, Schrager has them trading up for the Mims kid, another tackle who can't stay healthy and injury prone. I don't really like that trade.
He barely played.
Yeah. So I think trade up wise, pick 21 is as high as I realistically could see them going. But if the tackle's not there and there's no reason to trade up, then staying at 32 or trade down. I keep mentioning that. Like, I know that would suck. Everybody's waiting around. Someone said, oh, I'm going to have to wait till 9 o'clock for Veach to pick. If they stay at 32, try like 10:30. It's going to be like 10:15, 10:30 before they pick if they wait till 32.
I think offensive tackle is the position that if they had A.D. Mitchell available and they had, I don't know, name the tackle. I think they take the tackle at 32. But I think one thing that I said yesterday while we're joining the drive is I think that they need to be aggressively proactive for the pick that they want, not reactive. Because if they're reactive, then they fall into the trap, potentially, as you said, Gold, of, well, no tackles available that we think is worth it here. The white, we don't have A.D. Mitchell. We could take Ladd McConkey here, but do we feel like that's the best?
But that's where you can trade back if there's a partner to trade back.
I feel like they could get caught in that scenario where...
That's how they got stuck last year. They wanted to trade back because they thought that they could get the guy they wanted later and couldn't find a partner.
And yeah, exactly that. No matter how aggressive you want to be, in the end, a team has to be willing to trade back with you. I think they end up taking Ladd McConkey at 32 because I think A.D. Mitchell is going to go too... If they get A.D. Mitchell, it has to be trading up. In my mind, I don't think he's falling to 32.
Like it seems like it, you know, and then this goes back to what we've been reminding people of all week, which is like, this is based off of what everybody perceives to be.
Consensus mock.
Right. That A.D. Mitchell consensus would that he's not there at 32. But we know there's going to be at least three or four individuals that either don't even go in the first round that everybody thought was a first rounder, or there's going to be someone that everybody thought would be off the board by 18 and he's there at 32, or someone that was... going to clearly be available at 20 and he's off the board at 12. I mean, this is what makes the draft unpredictable and fun and why everybody seemingly can't get enough sometimes of the draft content.
Well, like, it's why I go back and like, I think about what we, you know, like last year, you and I with DeJuan Jones, a player that most people thought was going to be kind of like a second round pick on the offensive line and had a good year, but most people thought he was going to go around that range. And then he went in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are like, and I don't know if like the Brian Thomas Jr. rumors are right. There were multiple NFL draft experts who yesterday started saying that there are multiple teams who have health red flags on Brian Thomas Jr. If that's true, maybe he's available at 32, even though you didn't think he's going to be available, but he might as well go at like 11. Like it's so hard to know. Like if you go back through last year, you might remember at 32, we were talking about maybe Mingo would be available. And he went quite a bit later in, I think he was like maybe top 10 in the second round. Or we talked about BJ Ojulari, who went in the middle of the second round as a possible first round guy. But guys who went down in the third and stuff, we talked about the same way. So there's going to be some unpredictable nature to it. If you made me guess, I'd say they pick at 32 and they take a wide receiver. I'll take Leggett because he's the guy I want.
Yeah.
I don't think you can guess wrong at that if it's Ladd McConkey or A.D. Mitchell. But I'm thinking they're taking a wide receiver at 32. I think tackle is going to be too cost prohibitive in order to get where they need to be in order to make that work, especially because now, and we can get to this in a minute, the rumors are that Latham might go in the top five. And if that's the case, well, then Alt going still in the top 10, and then everyone else is going to start jumping up behind that.
I wonder, so looking at some of the teams that they could potentially trade up for, I think we've seen the Cowboys multiple times mention Nate Taylor in their draft yesterday has them trading up to 24 to get Kingsley Suamataia. The Cowboys don't have a fourth-round pick. I don't know if that would get the deal done, but if you move from if the Chiefs say, hey, we'll give you 32, we'll also give you our fourth-round pick
for
24. And again, I don't know the points total, if it matches up well enough, but if they say, hey, our guy is here, we can move up to 20, we can move up eight spots, and we can get Brian Thomas Jr., A.D. Mitchell, a tackle, and we feel very comfortable enough to still keep our second- and third-round pick and do that, then by all means, they should do it and not just sit back and wait. I mean, if they have the opportunity, I feel like they have to take it because you'd rather be sure you get your guy than hope that they fall at 32 and then be stuck in a spot where you have to trade back.
So separating the two, what they should do, I think they should draft Kingsley out of BYU at tackle. What will they do? I kind of am with you a little bit, Cody, where I think they end up just staying at 32. And whether it's A.D. Mitchell or Ladd McConkey, it seems like those would be the two possibilities.
Is there a preference you have at wide receiver?
A.D. Mitchell. So A.D. Mitchell. Okay. The reason for that is, it was funny, you weren't with us yet at the time, but we went back and forth as a show the year George Pickens was coming out of college. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Again, two years ago.
2 years ago.
And how much everybody wanted him, and now look what he's doing in the NFL. I think A.D. Mitchell has a chance to be like George Pickens. Like, to me, that's a comp. George Pickens.
Or all of a sudden he's 40.
Yeah, and he is good at, we've just been the theme when we've talked wide receivers all week. He possesses good like deep ball tracking skills that they don't have in this offense. That's what I like about A.D. Mitchell compared to some of the other names. Now, if you believe in, hey, Brett Veach saying that his biggest regret was passing up on a DK Metcalf, Well, then that's where Leggett is interesting because he's probably the closest. I'm not saying he's going to be DK Metcalf, but he's probably the closest to that body style and that style of receiver.
Well, and what we were talking about, the fact that, and I'm not saying he's never used weapons. He's obviously taken a bunch of second round wide receivers and all that. But as many times as the Chiefs have picked in the top 50, which is pretty much every year in perpetuity, even in the years where they traded their first round pick, they have often been somewhere in that range. They have taken exactly one offensive player for Patrick Mahomes in the top 50 of the draft. A singular player. That was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's it. I mean, I'm not saying he's like, he owes him, but like at some point, and again, I get it. They spent free agency money on wide receiver. They've spent second round picks on McColl and Sky, and obviously Rashee Rice worked out last year. But at some point, we talk about this with tackle, wide receiver falls into the same range to me as tackle. It might be, those might be the only two positions in which they haven't spent their most premium pick on. And at the very least, with tackle, they've once spent their 30th overall pick on Orlando Brown Jr. So in a way, they spent it on tackle, not in the draft, but they did spend it on tackle. They have never made a big swing for wide receiver at any point. And I think largely, they've been able to get away with it because Travis Kelce exists and they had a nice year out of Rashee Rice. But at some point, just because of everything at play, I'd like him to take a swing at wide receiver. Look, I'm good with tackle. I'm not going to be upset if they end up trading up for a tackle or taking a tackle tonight. I just think they're taking a wide receiver.
How often, I guess I would ask, how often, especially if you're at the back end of the draft, it's one thing if you're in the top five, how often do fans, let's just talk from a fan perspective, do fans have their team draft the guy they want? Like if you're in the top five,
all the time.
Well, no, I would say all the time in the top five or top 10, not at the bottom of the draft. When's the last time the Chiefs drafted somebody? And this, the point being is it's so hard to predict the back end, but you know, if you're in the top five or top 10, usually fans like whatever, if you're a Jets fan, like Brock Bowers and Rome Odunze are like, seem like to be the, maybe two of the players that Jets fans want their team to draft. The Bears, it's pretty obvious. They want, they're going to get Caleb Williams and they want maybe Rome Odunze at nine. So it's easier to do that. So I guess what I'm saying is, who do you think right now Chiefs fans want them to draft the most? Like, who are the top two
wide
names?
Wide receiver. Oh,
top two names?
A.D. Mitchell.
Okay.
Because they've seen that name over
they're
and over and over.
Probably both
and over
wide receivers, because fans always love the, the fun position of wide
it's
receiver.
Definitely that.
And, then, and so I guess I bring this up to say,
probably.
I don't know if they're going to, like, how often does that actually happen? And so if that's the case, what I'm getting at is, do they end up just taking the best player available? We're sitting here, people are a little bummed out, but it ends up being a great pick, and they actually draft a corner, or they draft a defensive lineman because he's actually the second or third best corner in the draft, and he's there at 32.
That's the one scenario where they pick a corner, is somehow Kool-Aid falls to them at 32, or they get Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri at 32, or Jared Verse is a guy who has slid a little bit. I don't know if he'd slide all the way to 32, but you just...
Cooper DeJean.
I did
learn that Kool-Aid's real first name is GaQuincy.
Yes.
I thought, that's a name. G-A apostrophe Quincy.
Kool-Aid's cooler.
Well, obviously, but his, like, he doesn't have a hyphen in his first name, in his, you know, his birthday, but he's got an apostrophe, so he's still got something in there.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is, I just, nobody should be stunned, though, if we're sitting there and they actually stay at 32 and they end up just taking a corner. Everybody's like, nobody thought that they were going to do that. And just, that would be more of the best player available approach.
So in 2017, I would say that they took the person, they took quarterback. People want him to take quarterback. Then they didn't pick in 2018 or 19, so we don't even have an example. In 2020, there definitely were people who were interested in Clyde Edwards-Helaire or a running back with that first pick. Not me, but there definitely were people. I would say they wanted a skill player for Patrick Mahomes at that time. So, like, close. Didn't have first-round pick in 2021. 2022's tough. I'll guarantee you this. Nobody was like, give me a corner. Nobody. Maybe defensive end with Karlaftis. We talked a lot about defensive end at that time.
Okay.
And then Felix Anudike-Uzomah, no. So, generally speaking, no.
So, that's why I'm wondering, like, if we base it off of what fans want, it's usually not what happens at 28 to 32, which is where the Chiefs draft, that fans get the player. Everybody, like, if we were to base it off of the initial what fans wanted, then Xavier Worthy would be the pick, not even A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah, that's probably
true. I think that's even much.
I think wide receivers, we are all going to be way off. There's way too many names. People are going to love so many different players.
Yeah.
They come in all different flavors. Yep. Whichever order we have them in now, like 4 through 9, it ain't accurate. Like, it's not going to be how it goes down. That's all.
The fact that we all agree that they're going to stay at 32, I think, opens up that possibility of them taking a corner, a D lineman, much, much more because of
Newton.
What's happened with, you know, the consensus of, okay, it's offensive tackle. And Johnny Newton's, he's in that range where if Byron Murphy goes, because he's projected to be the top D tackle taken, and you're at 25 or 26, I not to say they would trade up for a D tackle, but if you were to say, hey, the Chiefs trade up four spots and they take Johnny Newton at 28.
Well, then that must mean
three spots. Is that a problem?
If they love him, if they're right.
In a weird way,
for you guys, is that
four spots?
No, because I think there is at some point you get the benefit of the doubt if you're a general manager, and Brett Veach to me has earned that in the draft now with the track record. And that is if they're trading up now for somebody, like I actually do buy the, hey, we love the heck out of this guy. We felt like we couldn't draft him. I mean, we know what the story with McDuffie, they had him as a top 12 pick or whatever. And he's there at what, 21, whatever he got drafted at.
So they had to get him.
And so they're like, oh, we have to get him. So in my mind, at least if they trade up at all, it's somebody that they had projected, let's just say a top 15 or a top 20 pick, and he's there
similar
at 20.
Yeah,
and he's there at 23, and like, wow, oh, okay, we got to go pull the trigger, you know, or it's just somebody they view like, you know, they've kept quiet, you know, a generational type of talent, and they're like,
sure,
Brett Veach has never scouted a defensive lineman like this, or I'm just throwing out hypotheticals. Like, it would take something like that possibly for them to move up other than a position of need.
I already told you, I don't think it's going to be corner. They're trying to make everyone too convinced it's corner. It's not going to be corner. 0%. I'm putting it at 0.000.
I don't think you want to do that, though. I don't think you want to put that. I'm just saying.
You don't think I want to come here tomorrow when they take Cooper DeJean.
I don't think you want to put it at zero, because if the tackle run happens and after all this, they're like, you know what? We're just going to take the best player. And people may not like the pick initially, but fast forward 2 years from now, and that corner is the complement to Trip McDuffie, and all of a sudden the Chiefs have the top two, you know, corners in football, two of the top five corners in football, and they're paying one of them to both of them on a rookie deal. And so to not pay Snead, and all of a sudden you go and bring in a corner, I don't think they need to do that in the first round. I think that's a second round thing. But if they did that in the first round, I don't think it's that crazy. The more we've talked about it, 3 weeks ago, I was like, absolutely not. But more we talk about it, and if you believe the reports that there could be so many of these tackles taken, corner at 32 maybe is not that crazy.
I wonder
if I'd be able to get one of the better ones.
If for whatever reason, if Quinion Mitchell is available at 20, I think.
Oh, I don't know if they're trading up 10 spots for a corner, 12 spots for a corner.
No,
so Quinion is, he's been compared to Sauce Gardner in terms of the impact that he can make on the field.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
If he's available at 22, I wouldn't be surprised.
Trade off for a corner. I just got a third round pick for Snead, and I'm going to trade 11 spots up and give up multiple picks.
Why wouldn't I just paid Snead? You know, I mean, want to save money, but and the injury stuff and all the things that go with it. I still think the biggest possible trade thing tonight is all wide receivers getting traded today, right?
Oh, you think Ayuk's getting traded?
I think Ayuk or T. Higgins, which we can get to in a minute.
We're going to talk about Drew's Bengals. Nobody wants to be a Cincinnati Bengal.
I don't think T's getting traded. But
I feel like there's been no smoke around Davante Adams, so then like all of a sudden he'll be traded.
That would be
because they
got
to kind of like...
I don't think he's getting traded because I also think the Raiders drafted Michael Penix Jr. and he's going to give it a year with the rookie and see what happens.
And that might be... if they take a quarterback, it's a lot different, obviously, and the odds of that moving are significantly less likely. I just feel like some kind of trade's happening. Who else do you think is the surprise team that moves way the hell up? Because I don't think it'd be all that surprising if Denver moved to four. I don't think we should be like, whoa, Denver, no way. I'd be a little surprised if the Raiders went that high.
I still think the biggest, as far as jumping of spots, is going to be whoever trades up to five and takes the Chargers spot. So whether you think that's the Vikings, it's like a 5-pick trade up or whatever, 11-pick or 6-pick, I'm sorry, trade up, or you think it's the Broncos or you think it's the Raiders. I just struggle to see that. Is Harbaugh at five going to trade with Sean Payton and the Broncos and allow Sean Payton to draft his college quarterback? I just don't believe that's happening.
Is a sleeper team at quarterback Seattle? New coach. He's not married to Geno, right?
Yeah, see, to me, that's a late first round. To me, that would be Seattle trades back into the first round, and that's who grabs, like, Bo Nix late or something.
Okay. I mean, I just felt like that's a team that, if all of a sudden it was like, which surprise team jumped up to wherever to take a quarterback? Seattle's picking 16th.
What other picks are they? Did they have ammunition to go back into the first round?
I don't know.
I do think it is interesting. I don't know who's their backup because they got Geno and then Drew Lock left. So I think they almost have to take a quarterback.
But
at some point they're going to take a guy. Maybe
they don't have a second round pick. They got round one, 16.
They could trade down and take Bo Nix.
Round one, 16. Yeah, that's true as well. But Bo Nix is interesting there. Round one, 16. Then they pick in round three, and then they have 2 fourths, 2 6, and the seventh. So they'd have to trade some. They'd have to some future picks or trade down.
Another possible team the Chiefs can trade up with.
Look, I hope more. I hope six quarterbacks go. I know you and I differ on how many quarterbacks could go.
Yeah, I don't think Bo Nix is going in the first, but that's it.
For the Chiefs' sake, that'd be great.
Yeah, I hope he goes too.
Six QBs go. Obviously, that's six players that you were never interested in. That means tackles, wide receivers, corners, whatever, slide down the board more. And I do think ultimately six quarterbacks go. I think there's a chance five of them go in the top 12.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.